Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Today we're going to talk about panhandling. And you know, it's funny, if you ever go to a big city in particular, and you're walking down Fifth Avenue in New York City, you're going to find yourself winding around people who are begging for money. And it happens everywhere. It's not just the big cities. I've been to Paris and seen people panhandling in French. The one advantage to not speaking French when you're in Paris is you don't understand what they're saying to you when they're trying to panhandle from you. But the thing about it is that Damon sent me a note and said, hey, check out this thing in Virginia where there's a municipality trying very, very hard to stop panhandling. And, you know, it's a difficult thing because if I walk up to you and ask you for money, there's nothing illegal about that. And it's my right as a person in America to speak freely, free speech. And so if I walk up to you and ask you something, despite the fact it makes you feel uncomfortable, I have the right to do that. And so likewise, they've ruled that people are allowed to hold signs, right? You hold a sign that says, you know, I'm unemployed, I need money or whatever, please, you know, God bless you, give me some cash, and go stand on the corner and ask people to do that. And they can't outlaw the sign itself because there's a law called, what's a Supreme Court case, called Reed versus Gilbert that actually talks about signs and whether municipalities can outlaw particular signs based on content, and they can't. So that's another problem. So the question is, what do you do about panhandlers? So here's the first thing that they did. In Henrico County, Virginia, a panhandler had successfully challenged the constitutionality of an outright ban on begging for cash on the road. And we've all encountered this, okay? You're at an on-ramp or an off-ramp at a light, and there's somebody standing there with that sign, you know, God bless, unemployed, you know, three kids at home, you know, Vietnam vet, whatever. And the town apparently had tried to outlaw that, but they can't because you can't outlaw the sign contents. And so then here's what they decided to do. Henrico County started putting up big signs at busy intersections asking drivers not to give money to people in the medians. So it's interesting because they're saying, you know, person wants to stand there with a sign, go right ahead. We're just going to put a big old sign above them that says, please don't give this person money. Hey, fighting free speech with free speech. Why not? Brandon Hinton, Henrico Deputy County Manager of Community Services, said, we were seeing an increasing number of individuals soliciting in the median, which was really creating some public safety concerns. We want to make sure nobody gets hurt. And yes, that means by asking folks driving not to give to those that are soliciting in the median. I'm curious, though, why they can't outlaw standing in the median. In other words, you're in the road. You know, I mean, unless there's a crosswalk there, what, you know, because I've seen people standing in the intersection at a spot where there's just like a concrete island, but there's no crosswalk. There's a person just standing there asking for money. My favorite panhandler of all time, and I'm so sorry I didn't get a picture of this, but I didn't have a camera with me at the time. There was an intersection where there's a woman who was there quite often. This is not in Michigan, this is down south, but I saw it more than once. And there was a woman who stood in this one intersection and panhandled with a sign that said, you know, I'm pregnant, I need money. And she had a big old belly out to here, and she'd be smoking. So she had a sign in one hand and a cigarette in the other hand, and presumably her unborn child down there smoking right along with her. And I used to think to myself, I wonder if people pull up next to her and just yell at her, or do they give her money and say, stop smoking? I mean, you know the cost of cigarettes these days, that those cigarettes ain't free. And so if you give her money, is she going to get good prenatal care, or is she going to go buy some more cigarettes? The weirdest thing, standing in the hot sun, smoking a cigarette, pregnant, going, I need money, God bless. The county has installed the signs at 10 intersections, mostly along Broad Street and Laburnum Avenue. Hinton said more will go up based on feedback from residents. The first half of the sign addresses drivers and says, please do not give money to persons in the median. And the second half says, if you need assistance, call this number. And that number will connect somebody with social services and concludes with the words, Henrico County can help. So they're offering help. Hinton said reaction to the sign so far from drivers has been positive, and at least one panhandler was placed in a homeless shelter after calling the number. And so Hinton said, hey, that's a tremendous success in my mind. Henrico has been attempting to stop people from panhandling in intersections since at least 2008, when officials passed an ordinance prohibiting solicitation in medians, citing safety concerns. Robert S. Reynolds, at the time a fixture at the intersection of Glendale Drive and Staples Mill, challenged the case on grounds that it violated his freedom of speech, arguing it himself up the ladder from district court to circuit court, and ultimately, he partnered with an international law firm and won a victory in the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Like I said, you don't posture that or frame that as a free speech case. You frame it as a traffic control case. Say, hey, you want a panhandle, you can do it at the side of the road. You can't do it in the middle of the intersection. I don't know if they argued that or not. My reaction to the signs is, you know, first of all, the First Amendment. And the guy who went to court gave us a right to sit out whenever we want to sit out on the thoroughfare, said J.T. Stone, who lives in a tent in the woods near the interstate in a short pump and rides his bike to the intersection of Pouncey Tract Road and West Broad Street to panhandle most days, taking in an average of about $20. $20. Earlier this week, he was sitting directly under one of the signs, which he had partially obscured with a wet paper towel. Now, that can't be illegal. I cover up the part that says, you know, do not give money or something, and hopefully they won't read it, and, you know, because I really need help. Bad, said the 54-year-old. I need socks. My boots are really old. Had the new sign heard his income? Yes, 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 because people are always reading the sign, he said, but some still help. He said he called the number, left a message. A county employee called him back and offered to connect him to a homeless shelter, which he then declined. Last time I was in a homeless shelter, I caught lice, he said. I don't want to be in a shelter. I want to make it on my own. There's plenty of steam left in this tank. Another man panhandling up at the intersection of West Broad Street and Glenside Drive called the sign messed up. He declined to give his name, but said he's homeless, sleeps in Shaco Bottom, and takes the bus into Henrico most days to panhandle. He said he's a drug addict and panhandles to get a daily fix and some fast food. I wonder if a sign says, hey, I need money for my daily fix. I'm just curious. He said that like most homeless people in the area, he's well aware of the services that are available and briefly entered the Healing Places residential detox program but dropped out. Hopefully, he said, people will keep being generous. So the weird thing about that is I have sympathy for people who are homeless, people who are jobless. You know, people, you know, I understand these people need help. But the biggest problem I have is when these people are standing in the intersection or walking between cars at a light. And that is unsafe. And I'm surprised more panhandlers don't get hit by cars. So here's the thing. That story I just read to you is from 2017. That's over a year old. And I understand that. And I was just curious to know if anybody had done anything about this or a follow-up to this or had the signs worked, you know. So I found another story again, and again, it's the same place in Virginia that's trying really, really hard to take care of or do something about the panhandling problem. And so about a year later, the story came out. This is just this past October. Panhandlers on busy streets begging for money on the medians pose a safety hazard to themselves and to motorists. And that's a problem some Virginia communities have been trying to solve for a while. This story here, written by Rick Young, but one Virginia county may have found the answer. 10 months ago, a solicitation ordinance was passed by the Chesapeake City Council, and it's now illegal for a panhandler to beg for cash on a four-lane highway with speeds of 35 miles per hour or more. So this makes sense to me. You can't be standing in the middle of the road panhandling because it's dangerous. I have to imagine that if you accidentally hit a panhandler, I bet they'll sue you. I bet they would. Chesapeake Police Chief Kelvin Wright says pedestrians and traffic don't mix. Of course, it's not safe for someone to stand on the median strip just to beg, he said. He says panhandlers and drivers there face fines. In Charlottesville, the median at Hydraulic Road in the Route 250 bypass is a favorite place for panhandlers, as is the off-ramp from I-64 to 5th Street. But in Henrico County, outside of Richmond, they might have found a solution without finding anyone. That's where they put up the signs. And so this is a year later, they're discussing the signs. By having fewer people stop to give, we are seeing fewer panhandlers in the median, which has been a huge public safety success for us. That's the Deputy County Administrator Brandon Hinton, who I quoted earlier. At one busy intersection in Henrico, he says, there has been a significant drop in car accidents with the signs. Henrico County also wants to help those in need, which is why the county offers the phone number on the same sign for those who need services. We've had almost 200 calls to the number that's on the signs for individuals who may be in need of service. And we've also seen and heard from our citizens. They have noticed fewer people in the median. So panhandling, like I said before, it's a free speech issue. You're allowed to panhandle, but you just got to be careful where you're doing it. Don't do it in the middle of the traffic. And if you do it in Henrico County, you might be doing it next to a sign that says, don't give this person any money. I have to tell you that besides going to, like, say, New York or London, I've been to a couple other big cities, and I've been to Paris. And in Paris, I have some fond memories. I showed you a selfie a couple days ago, shot down the side of the Eiffel Tower. I guess it's not a selfie. I wasn't in the picture, but we were discussing selfies. And while I was in Paris, I don't speak French terribly well, but I took half a semester of it where I paid a little attention, but I was traveling with somebody who spoke fluent French. And so walking out of a subway, we see a man holding a sign that's in French. He's panhandling in France. After all, he'd be panhandling in French. But the penmanship, the calligraphy of his sign was beautiful. It looked like old English calligraphy, like you'd see in like an old Bible or something. And I actually remarked and I said, check out this guy's sign. This guy's sign is a piece of, it's a work of art. It's, you know, a typical cardboard sign, but it had the wording on it in French, but in this beautiful calligraphy. So I asked my friend, I said, can you read that? What's it say? And she read it to me and it said something to the effect of, you know, dear stranger, have mercy on me. You know, and it explained some reason why you needed to have mercy on this person. And so I thought, wow, that's an amazing sign for a panhandler to have. And about an hour or two later, a couple miles away, in a totally different spot, came across another panhandler with a sign with the beautiful calligraphy on it. And I did a double take. And I'm like, that's not the same panhandler we saw earlier, is it? My friend goes, no. And I go, what's the sign say? And she reads it. She goes, verbatim. That's the exact same wording that was on the sign of the guy at the metro 2 miles that way. And what are the odds? And just so you know, a couple hours later, a few more miles down the road, someplace else, actually walking through a train station, see a guy holding a sign, the beautiful calligraphy in French, word for word. Somebody was making these signs. And apparently, because of the beautiful calligraphy, they got more money while panhandling. And I guess that works in Paris. I've never seen the beautifully calligraphied signs or hold, you know, the things are holding up. I've never seen those in the U.S. I've never seen those in the U.S., but I saw them, like I said, in Paris. Maybe it's a Parisian thing, okay? So, again, I don't know if that makes more, like they make more money that way. I don't know. But, again, I don't mind the panhandlers. And I'm not offended if a panhandler asks me for money. But I am a little bothered when they're stepping out into traffic and I'm trying to get through an intersection. And I don't know why, call me crazy, but when the woman is standing in the hot sun holding a sign saying pregnant, need money, and she's just chain smoking away on a cigarette, that's the one that has me going, I'm not really sure I'd ever consider giving her money. But hey, that might just be me. So the question is, if you're in Virginia, any place near these towns that I just mentioned, I'm curious to know if those anti-panhandling efforts are paying off or not. Otherwise, questions or comments, put them below. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.